and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list or to set up an assessment. It's Hometown Healthcare, and it's there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 21st of May. It is 7:20, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State University head track and field coach Seth Mischke, and also All-American shot putter Travis Morrison, as we are inching ever so close to the NCAA Division II National Outdoor Track and Field Championships hosted by Emporia State starting this Thursday. Coach Mischke, good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
You bet. You bet.
And Travis, good morning. Thanks for getting up early and being with us here.
Absolutely. I'm excited for it.
Coach, I'll start with you here. Obviously, you're very pleased and excited here for what's to be coming. What's your nerve level here? Are you pretty calm, pretty chill heading into Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Are you really ready to get this rocking and rolling?
A little bit of both, I would say. Definitely been a long process here this year. A lot of help from a lot of people, and that makes things go easier, better. So excited about the gun going off on Thursday, get the thing started. But we do have some work here the next 2 days, and we'll be ready.
Well, and Coach Mischke, you have to be excited, too, because you have a total of 6 Hornets competing in 7 events at this year's National Outdoor Meets. Pretty happy with who you got representing the Hornets?
Yeah, 100%. It's getting more and more difficult to make a national meet at the Division II level, and to have 6 people representing ESU is a great thing. Had a lot of people on the list. A lot of people were pretty close, actually, to getting here, just kind of missing on the outside of things. But it'll be a good group spread out over a bunch of events and give us someone to look at every day, I think, over the next 3 days.
Travis, from your perspective, what does it mean for you to be involved here with this, not only just in general terms, to be able to go here to the outdoor track and field, the championships, but to have them here?
Like I've said a few times, I've worked around a lot of stuff to finish at Emporia State, have the championships here in our own backyard, so I'm super excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm ready to get after it.
Yeah, and you're coming off what a successful career you have had at Emporia State, Travis. He's an All-American and the top-ranked Hornet entering the NCAA National Championships. Travis is, I believe, currently ranked 5th in the nation in the shot put with, over 60 feet, nearly 61 feet. And that was a mark set at the ESU Relays March 28th. Well, Travis, how are you feeling, form-wise and throw-wise heading into the national meet this weekend?
I'm feeling really good. It's no better time than the national championship to make something really cool happen, so I'm really excited to get there and get it done.
Travis, does your approach change any from a regular meet or, say, like the conference meet to going to the NCAAs, or are you basically having the same routine? Routine is good here in a case like this.
I try to keep it on the same routine. I'm a very routine-oriented person, so things start changing. It starts messing with me, but I try to keep it on a good routine, whether it's the first meet of the season or the national championship.
Well, you've been to national meets before, both indoors and outdoor. What is this, your third outdoor championship, Travis?
This would be my third, yes.
Number 3, so experience from the first 2, what did you learn from the first 2?
I just learned to keep composed, and absolutely not everything is going to go as planned. So be prepared to roll with the punches, and you know, things will work out just fine.
Things don't go as planned, huh? Be ready. Okay.
At all.
Seth, what's your advice here for you know, your track and field athletes that are participating here this weekend?
Similar to what Travis was saying there, you just want to make sure you keep things in front of you and be ready, you know, for anything that might go down. So calm, cool, collected. You've done awesome work to get here. Just continue to do awesome work, and things are going to go your way typically. So I think they're all in a good headspace. Having been able to talk to them here over the last week and a half, kind of getting things ready. So, like I said, I'm excited to watch them do their thing and have some fun.
You know, Seth, in working with Coach Dave Harris years ago when the national championships were at Emporia State, you know, there was obviously some work to do meet-wise, not only coaching-wise for Emporia State. So is that something you keep an eye on, how the meet's being run, and then you got athletes too? How difficult is that going to be?
Yeah. There's definitely going to be some requirements for our staff to make sure things are moving in the direction the NCAA wants them to. But in all honesty, it's a lot easier to coach at a national meet while hosting. I mean, I can't maybe say that because I've never hosted one, but I'm just assuming, hoping maybe is a better word in that respect. Because, you know, when we host our home meets, we really do feel like we're running the meet more than doing any coaching with our student-athletes. And hopefully at the national meet, we can do a little more coaching than running the meet. But there's a lot of folks in town, like I said, NCAA group, that are going to make sure this thing goes well. And hopefully we're there just to kind of put out little bitty fires here and there from a facility standpoint. And that'll be an easy thing, I think.
Seth, who is going to be representing Emporia State here besides Travis? Who is on the list here that's going to be representing ESU here this weekend?
Yeah, we got Ty Anderson in the 100-meter dash, Trendon Collins in the high jump, Abigail Reed in the 400-meter hurdles, Jake Johnson in the 400-meter hurdles, and then Malay Tala in the shot put and women's javelin.
Okay, so we have Travis with us. Seth, when's the shot put? When does all that stuff go down?
Well, certainly events are spread out over those 3 days. Travis and Malay throw the shot on Saturday, kind of early afternoon-ish, culminate the finals day with two very experienced, athletes. I think Malay, even though she's a freshman, has been on the big stage before, and excited to see them do their thing, like I said. So it's going to be a busy 3 days, certainly. And again, I think we have somebody doing something almost every day between prelim or a final. And, just ready to get after it.
And, Travis, have they done some revamping, renovating to the shot put area here in Emporia State? Was that part of the work that was being done?
Yeah, they've done quite a bit to it. Started with pouring a new ring last summer, and just recently we've added some more to the barrier, just in case, you know, something crazy happens and won't go over it.
That could be you, Travis.
We don't want that.
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan.
Travis, one other question.
We've got some new grass seed around the shot put ring, and it's starting to look really nice.
Awesome. Travis, given the schedule, would you rather go on say, early in the the 3 day meet, or are you pretty pleased at the fact that you're going to be really among the wrap up and culmination activities taking place on Saturday?
I like the fact that it's towards the end. Shot put seems to always be a final day event, so I've gotten used to that, and that's kind of what I plan for now in any competition.
Let's go back before we let you go, Travis. How did you end up at Emporia State as a track and field athlete?
My high school throwing coach was a Emporia State All-American. His name is Jim Redazel, and he had nothing but good words to say about Emporia State. So this was the one university I took a visit to, and here we are 6 years later.
So it's been a good experience for you?
It has absolutely been a great experience.
What is your plan after college? As far as career is concerned, Travis?
I am starting my master's, currently working in wastewater management.
Okay, well, We're just waiting to get things going here later on this week. Seth, we appreciate your time. Good luck with all the Emporia State athletes, and we look forward to a big turnout, welcoming all the athletes and coaches and fans to town for the Outdoor National Meet, which begins on Thursday. We appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Travis, thanks. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Travis Morrison, who is the Emporia State shot putter. He's an All-American, and he'll be throwing on Saturday at the NCAA Outdoor National Track and Field Championships, along with Emporia State head track and field coach Seth Mischke with us on our primetime newsmaker. Chuck?
Okay, if you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, next week is wide open. It's been rather rare that we've been able to say that at this stage of the week, the last several weeks, but yeah, all of our five spots for the 7:20 interview time period next week are open at this particular point in time. We likely don't have a newsmaker coming up for Memorial Day, so it'll be four spots. But if you do have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, call us and let us know. 620-342-1400 or email us kvue@kvue.com. Now, we'll be joined by Keep It a Safe Summer organizers tomorrow. They're not planning anything for this year, but they're putting out the word that they're going to be coming